It was immeasurable love that caused God the Father to send his only begotten Son to this world of sin to be our sacrifice once and for all. The precious blood of Jesus ran down the rugged cross atop Calvary's mountain. His side was wounded for our transgressions. His hands and feet were torn for our sins. Before we celebrate his glorious victory over death and the grave, it would be good for us to pause a moment and remember the agony of the spear, the torment of the nails, and the taunts of the jeering crowd. Following his agonizing death on the cross, our Lord was buried in a borrowed tomb. But, thank God, the story does not end there. The Bible declares, "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, and the keepers did shake, and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay."
Forever.
The New Testament teaches from beginning to end that Christ indeed is risen from the dead. Not only did he appear to many people after the resurrection, but his words are recorded for us. The seven last words from the cross have been a blessing down through the years, but rarely do we pause to consider the words he spoke from this side of the empty tomb. What a wonderful thing it would be if we would keep our minds on what Jesus said following the resurrection. One of his first statements was this: "Be not afraid." Be not afraid. Over and over again, these words appear for our comfort. Because Jesus lives, we do not need to fear death or disaster. We can triumph just as he triumphed. But there were other words to follow which would be just as comforting as these. He appeared later to the faithful 11 disciples who had been shaken by his crucifixion. His greeting was more than the conventional salutation of that day. It rang with a deeper assurance of something he had promised them that night in the upper room. Hear again those loving words, "Peace be unto you."
Sadness and fear.
Some of the words Jesus spoke following his resurrection are incorporated in his Great Commission. Hear him once again as he speaks to our hearts also. You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. No Christian anywhere in the world should ever doubt that the commander-in-chief has given an order. To fail to heed this command is deliberate disobedience. Another word that Jesus gave his disciples was, receive power. In the first chapter of Acts, the disciples were wondering about the prospects of future success and of the coming of the kingdom. To this he answered, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. The church today desperately needs a spiritual awakening. We are in danger of trying to do the work of the kingdom of God in our own strength. We are often using the wrong kind of weapons. The revival that the church so desperately needs today cannot be organized and promoted by human means alone. It can only be accomplished through the power of Almighty God.
Go to our world. The Savior is pleading. Go to a world, show them the way. Ours is a world that's torn and bleeding. Oh, how we need His power today. Fervently pray. If we were with this world for Jesus, oh, how we need His power today.
When the disciples realized that Jesus had been raised from the dead, they were stirred. Another way of saying this is they were revived. A fire that had been slowly dying was now rekindled. What happened to them can happen to you today. Have you put your faith and trust in the Son of God? Have you repented of your sins and given Him your life in obedience? If you haven't, you can do it just now, this Easter season. If you do, the Holy Spirit will come to live in your heart, and you too will be made anew.
My life I give for We are truly and indeed blessed.